Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Now, Rebecca is speaking to us this month about temperament and its effects on our behaviour. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, is this really nature versus nurture?
Yes. So temperament really is more about nature. This is a part of the personality that we tend to be born with and that it tends to stay relatively constant throughout the life cycle, which means that then kids can be born with a temperament that's different from their parents, which is sometimes goes against what we would imagine because, you know, you're in a position you feel like you kind of control everything in your children's lives.
Okay, well, let's just go to basics here, for example. So temperament, how would you describe that exactly?
Right. So it's the inborn part of the personality. And whilst we can guide and influence ourselves and we can guide and influence our children, there's a kind of range, if you like. So the intention is to really both acknowledge the temperament of your child and then also to help them to broaden themselves in order to reach their potential within the realm of their temperament.
So can you then predict how the child's going to turn out?
We definitely are unable to predict how any of us will turn out.
Okay.
There are so many various factors, uncertainty, and variables at play. But if you like, temperament does have a big role on the lens through which a child may behave or feel. And in that sense, temperament and understanding temperament is a way in which we can learn that we are different from one another and therefore kind of remove our tendency to kind of have blockades and like, why is that person this way or why aren't they more like me? And then therefore engage in a potentially more satisfying way.
So it does beg the question, though, temperament versus mood. What's the difference there?
Right. So moods relate more specifically to emotions, the kind of internal environment that can change daily, whereas temperament is more related to the personality. So there's a kind of more constant
It's inbuilt, really, the temperament side.
Now, they might intersect, if you like, Mark, because one aspect of temperament includes a general mood that is a kind of part of our personality. And to just give some examples of temperament and general mood and how it sounds just like emotions, but a little bit different. Some people are kind of have a temperament of being generally happy. Other people have a temperament of being generally serious. And then furthermore, other people have a temperament of being quite realistic, which can come across as negative. So that's not necessarily emotional, but rather the way in which they are orientated in the world.
Okay, Rebecca. Thanks very much indeed. That was Rebecca Weber there. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.